Today on Jay Sekulow Live, we told you politics would rear its ugly head. Well, Adam Schiff has reared his head. He is now calling on the Trump administration and President Trump to be investigated already over the response to COVID-19. We'll talk about that and more today on Jay Sekulow Live.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Well, we have breaking news just since I recorded the tease. In fact, Nancy Pelosi has now announced a new select committee to oversee the coronavirus response. And she says, quote, "Where there's money, there's frequently mischief." She's announced the creation of a special, what she calls, bipartisan panel that should be focused on rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse. This, to me, folks, again, at a time when we are in the middle of the crisis, we have not even hit the peak, and Democrats, partisan leaders, being led by Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff rearing his head once again.
Yep.
And I'd say ugly head, because it's ugly to play politics at this time in our nation when we are going through a pandemic. But it's interesting, Dad. He tweeted out, well, we did this after Pearl Harbor and after 9/11. But here's what he tweeted four days ago.
We're not after anything yet. Yeah, we haven't even reached the crux of this.
But here's what he tweeted 4 days ago about President Trump. "Whether it's military aid or ventilators or a foreign ally or an American governor, I've said it before and I'll say it again, you cannot count on Donald Trump to do what's right for this country. You can only count on him to do what's right for Donald Trump." So Adam Schiff, if he ends up on this committee...
Of course he will.
And of course he will as the Intelligence Committee Chair. This is, as you've called, round three or four.
What number are we at now? This would be, volume three was Ukraine. So this would be volume four of the Mueller report.
Yes.
The lingering memory of the ghost of Bob Mueller. I said that on the floor of the Senate. The ghost of Bob Mueller continues. But you also remember, I don't know if we have the sound, Will, but Nancy Pelosi asked the Nixon question. She asked the Watergate question, which is the one that says, you know, what did the president know and when did he know it?
Yeah.
So... Their intentions are clear. We're not even anywhere near.
No.
We're just in the beginning of this, and they're asking for after-action reports, but they've already announced their committee, bipartisan.
Not only have they said they're going to do it, they've now announced the formation of it. Than, I want to go right to you to watch.
Can I ask one question before you go to Than? Why in the world, with everything going on right now,
why
would you do this? I know why, the political answer. When we probably are going to need an infrastructure bill, some kind of basically phase four to keep the economy going. And this is what they're going to focus on today.
Because these Democrats, Nancy Pelosi's disgusting. She's a disgrace. Adam Schiff is a disgrace. He should have left his position as intelligence chair when he decided to lead the impeachment effort and failed impeachment effort. When he failed to impeach the president and drag the country through that instead of having Congress focus on COVID-19. So I actually blame Adam Schiff for a lot of these. A lot of these people ask questions. Where was the federal government? It was Adam Schiff
who was causing
the federal government and the U.S. Congress to focus primarily almost 100%, including all of his House managers, on trying to remove the president over bogus, made-up impeachment charges that they knew would fail, yet they dragged the country through it, and they are planning to drag the country through it again if they've got time to do it before the next election. That's why. They want to try and do this before the next election to take down President Trump at a time when people aren't even thinking about that.
You know, I'll tell you where we were. You know, where was Adam Schiff?
Yeah.
I'll tell you where they were. The floor of the United States Senate, because I was sitting next to them. That's what they were doing.
Hoping that trial was still going on as we speak.
Right. If they had witnesses, it would be.
Yeah. Think about that.
More witnesses. They had 17. It was a lot of witnesses. But they wanted more. But it tells you where. Well, I'll tell you where they were. Trying to distract a country. Didn't work. But they're trying to do it again. So here we go. Share this with your friends. We're going to be taking your calls and comments.
All right, folks. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. This is breaking news. Of course, we're still answering COVID-19 stimulus-related questions as well. By the way, if you file for Social Security, if you get Social Security, you will not have to file another form. You will get your check. IRS reverse course on that. So that's big news. If you get Social Security, you won't have to file an additional form to get that stimulus check. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live. Share this if you're on Facebook and Periscope with breaking news out of Congress going after the president.
It's a critical time for our nation and our world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important. And during this time of uncertainty, there's no better way to support the ACLJ than through online giving. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We truly appreciate your financial support. Without it, it would be impossible to do our work here and around the globe. And the best way to support our work is to make your financial gifts online at ACLJ.org.
Online giving, simple and secure. And by making an online gift, your support goes to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to defend human life, to stand up for our good friend Israel, to work to uncover the corrupt deep state in Washington, and so much more. Make a difference today. Support the work of the ACLJ online at ACLJ.org. Every dollar makes a difference. Give today online at ACLJ.org. For 30 years, the American Center for Law and Justice has been dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of you, we've seen great success in the courts and Congress concerning the issues that matter most to you and your families. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
Our decades-long commitment to the Constitution and the rule of law is at the center of everything we do. The bottom line, our work could not take place without your generous support.
Now more than ever, during this time of uncertainty, the ACLJ needs your support. Consider making a gift online at ACLJ.org. Donating online is safe and secure, and an online gift at ACLJ.org can be put to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to continue the battle against abortion giant Planned Parenthood, to protect Christians facing persecution, and so much more. Every dollar makes a difference. Stand with the ACLJ today. Support our work online at ACLJ.org.
You know, I want to just let people hear Doug Collins, who is responding to Adam Schiff's call. Now, Nancy Pelosi has officially put together. She put out the statement just as we were going on the air, announcing
a new select committee
to oversee the coronavirus response and what happened, when did it happen. Let's play Nancy Pelosi first.
When did the president know about this, and what did he know? What did he know and when did he know it? That's for an after-action review. But as the president fiddles, people are dying. And we just have to take every precaution.
And then you've got Congressman Collins from Georgia, who I think has got the perfect response to this. Because remember where Congress was. Adam Schiff wants to talk about December and January. You know where Congress was? Well, Adam Schiff was leading the impeachment managers to try and argue that the president should be impeached. And so his focus was entirely on trying to remove the president of the United States on two bogus articles of impeachment that he knew, even if the trial was continuing on to this day, would never go through. They would never be able to remove the president. But yet he focused his time there. Take a listen to Doug Collins, Bite 11.
He just can't help himself. This is a man who for a year has done nothing but over a year has attacked this president, tried to go through the Mueller report, the impeachment. He said there was things in, you know, the president did, you know, it's in plain sight that he did wrongdoing. It's just, he just can't help himself. Even in quarantine, even in isolation, it sounds like all he wants to do is focus on the president.
So now we've got a new select committee to oversee the coronavirus response when it's just started. And I want to echo, and Andy Economo is with us via telephone today in Atlanta. And what I find here, Andy, so significant is that we are not even at the apex of this thing, not even close to it. And they're already doing what they do best and now to create a volume, what I guess would be volume 4 of the Mueller report. The ghost of Bob Mueller lingers.
Yes, it does, Jay. First of all, it was the Russia collusion. That didn't work. And then they went to the Ukraine suspect telephone call, quid pro quo, trying to get Joe Biden investigated. That didn't work. Then it went to the impeachment, where we wasted 3 weeks in the United States Senate trying a case that was not where the president was in no way going to be convicted. That didn't work. And now we're starting legislation he was going to introduce, Schiff is, but Pelosi beat him to the punch and already got a select committee. That's not going to work. Congressional committees and investigations one after the other when we should be focusing on this horrible pandemic that has hit the nation. The president is doing everything he possibly can, acted in a timely fashion when the information that he received was ripe and did the things that he was supposed to do as commander-in-chief and leader of the nation, and yet the Democrats back again, more investigations, more hoaxes, more witch hunts, more waste of money, another 2 years, another $20 million. When will it stop, Jay?
Well, I'm going to ask that to Than Bennett right now because he's our director of government affairs, and I feel like we're at volume four here again, Than. We are not even near the beginning of this. We're at the beginning. We are not anywhere near the apex of this. We could be weeks or months away from that, and they've already started this.
Yeah, and we're at a time, Jay, where literally every American is being asked to personally sacrifice for the good of their neighbors, stay inside, many losing their jobs, cut back on hours, cut back on income. That's a time when Democrats in Washington, D.C. decide to play politics. Here's the most frustrating part about this to me, though, Jay. There is a very specific role that Speaker Pelosi and Chairman Schiff and Congress as a whole are supposed to be playing right now. We've talked on this broadcast how the Treasury Department and other departments are trying to implement this statute into regulations. Jay, the role that Congress traditionally plays here is they are the liaison to their constituents. So we take phone calls every day on this broadcast, people that want to figure out how to apply for these loans or what they need to do to get their stimulus check if they did not file their tax returns. Jay, that is Adam Schiff's job. He is supposed to be interfacing with his constituents to make sure that they get what they need from the administration, from the Treasury Department. How about they go back to doing their job to make sure that their constituents get the assistance that they need?
Yeah, I mean, let's go to Dan calling from Wyoming online, too. Dan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, Dan.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
For a brief moment, it looked like we might have some bipartisan support to get for a moment, and then Adam jumps. Who is pulling Adam's strings?
Nancy Pelosi.
Pelosi.
Yeah, but to be clear, and Andy will underscore me on this because I was basically my job at the impeachment was, combating Adam Schiff. I mean, that's primarily what I did. And look, his strings may be pulled by Nancy Pelosi, but he pulls his own strings too.
He pushes Pelosi.
Likes
also.
This stuff.
Yeah.
He, Andy, his reason for existent is this to cry. And they try to now think about what they're doing for a moment. They did this during we started the impeachment. Basically, the formal hearing started on the 21st or 22nd, but the week before, remember, we had the answer and all that, 15th. Then it went through February 5th, so 3 full weeks. While this, obviously, the coronavirus thing was an issue. And then, hold on, Andy. And then, we're not even near the apex of it, Andy, and Adam Schiff does it again.
That's right. This is Adam Schiff's MO. I mean, we sat in that Senate for 2.5, almost 3 weeks, Jay, listening to the same language over and over and over. We have to recognize that Adam Schiff's reason for being is to remove Donald Trump as president of the United States, to undermine his actions as president, to do everything he can to impede the commander-in-chief's attack on the pandemic and to lead and his efforts to lead this nation. Adam Schiff is not doing anything except what is politically expedient to project himself onto the stage. He's done it before. He's going to do it again. He's not going to stop.
Fan said he doesn't take much prompting.
No, he does not. I mean, this is a guy, again, his sole focus is to damage the president leading into the election. He wants Donald Trump out of the Oval Office. And he will even do it in the middle of a crisis when our country is told to unite, when our country, I mean, we had on yesterday the Democrat Florida Director of Emergency Response, because this is a time when we unite as a country to combat a virus. It's a enemy that we can't see, but it is an enemy that is attacking and potentially attacking all of us. We're going to have another state official on today about this as well, to kind of let you know what's going on across the country when it comes to COVID-19. But yet, time and time and time again, Nancy Pelosi didn't put the stops on this. Nancy Pelosi took what Adam Schiff said and ran with it by announcing today, this is breaking news, folks, that a select committee will be formed to do oversight on the coronavirus response. But we know her real goal is not about how the government could have been done better and what could have been done better in Pearl Harbor, what could have been done better in 9/11. This is about what did the president know, when did he know it, what was the abuse and fraud by the president, was there abuse and fraud by the president, wrongdoing by the president, and I guarantee you'll end up being led by Adam Schiff.
Yeah, I think we've had a Facebook fail. Just for our Facebook, well, people may be listening online, are we going to reboot it? All right, but we're going to continue here with our radio audience. And Than, I was going to ask you that. I was going to ask you that issue as well, and that is, and then I'll let Andy quickly respond. And that is, why is he doing it now? What is the have they calculated a political benefit here, real quick?
Oh, of course, because if it was about an aftermath, about a response, it wouldn't be announced till then. It's announced in the midst of it so they can have a political attack. And, Jay, maybe we can circle back with this, but I can give you evidence that it's at the direct expense of his California constituents.
Andy, your sense real quick.
Well, my sense real quick is that he's not going to give up attacking the president, even at the height of the coronavirus, which is said to going to be reaching its height perhaps in the next 2 weeks. They come in, they play politics. This is the Democratic response. Constantly try to disparage, demean, and bring down the president of the United States.
There you have it. I mean, that's about as direct to me. Andy, thanks for joining us. Andy's in sheltering in place in Atlanta. Everybody kind of went to their domicile during this period, as you can imagine. Look, we're going to talk more about it. We'll take your calls, but I think this is pure politics, Jordan, and awful at that.
It's the worst of the worst politics. And folks, it's being led by Adam Schiff rearing his ugly head once again, inserting politics. I told you it was coming. I knew it was coming. Politics into a time when that should be the last thing any member of Congress is focused on, is scoring political points. I mean, Than, that's what is so upsetting to me, just briefly, is that trying to score political points, since they're not going to impeach the president again. They don't have time before the next election. But I could see that if he got reelected, they're planning on how they could.
No question, Jordan. At the start of this broadcast, you said that Social Security recipients won't have to file a new form. How about he focus on getting that answer to his constituents rather than political points?
Folks, when we come back, we will take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110, on COVID-19, on this new select committee, politics coming now, rearing its ugly head. And of course, it's coming from the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff. Surprise, surprise couple there. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on the air. We'll be right back. Check out ACLJ.org. A lot of work we're doing is posted right there at ACLJ.org.
For 30 years, the American Center for Law and Justice has been dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of you, we've seen great success in the courts and Congress concerning the issues that matter most to you and your families. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
Our decades-long commitment to the Constitution and the rule of law is at the center of everything we do. The bottom line, our work could not take place without your generous support.
Now more than ever, during this time of uncertainty, the ACLJ needs your support. Consider making a gift online at aclj.org. Donating online is safe and secure, and an online gift at aclj.org can be put to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to continue the battle against abortion giant Planned Parenthood, to protect Christians facing persecution, and so much more. Every dollar makes a difference. Stand with the ACLJ today. Support our work online at aclj.org. It's a critical time for our nation and our world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important. And during this time of uncertainty, there's no better way to support the ACLJ than through online giving. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We truly appreciate your financial support. Without it, it would be impossible to do our work here and around the globe. And the best way to support our work is to make your financial gifts online at aclj.org.
org. Online giving, simple and secure. And by making an online gift, your support goes to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to defend human life, to stand up for our good friend Israel, to work to uncover the corrupt deep state in Washington, and so much more. Make a difference today. Support the work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. Every dollar makes a difference. Give today online at aclj.org.
All right, so we're going to mix in calls about the politics of this with Adam Schiff, but you still got a lot of calls coming in with people asking about the COVID-19 stimulus. As Stan said, you know, these members of Congress, I'll get partisan for a little bit, they're the ones that actually should be helping you the most. The fact is, Schiff should be talking to his constituents in California, by the way, in L.A., which is getting hit pretty hard, and they're predicting to be it's going to be hit hard. Their mayor said to wear face masks if you go out in public, and he should be focusing on that. Instead, he's focusing on taking down Donald Trump while he's leading the country through this pandemic. But I want to take calls because we're getting calls about this, about insurance, the programs, what they can apply for. So let's go to the phones. I actually think this is a good call. Steve called in on line 4. Steve, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, Steve.
Hi, this is Steve and Maria. We are truck drivers, God believers, and Republicans. Yep. I have two questions, please.
Yes.
We take our 90 nutrients from Dr. Joe Wallach, and we want to know, why isn't Donald asking for naturopathic doctors to help out instead of the corrupt monopoly pharmaceutical companies? Second question, why aren't the toll roads free for the month, for this month, to help out us?
Hey,
faster in time of need.
Yeah, hey, Steve, let me answer the second one first. I agree. We should be removing, I mean, I know it takes a financial hit to the states. But I got to tell you, you guys are the logistical line that is in the front line of this war, as well as the physicians.
Yeah.
Keeping food in the stores, people able to eat. I mean, I get it. As far as the holistic doctors, that's a decision that the medical community makes up there, and that doesn't mean they're not listening to people that
have no idea.
I don't think we have any clue.
I think that lots of people are being consulted. They're looking at every possible treatment. They look at vitamin C. I mean, they were looking at things like that. I mean, they were looking literally at basic vitamins.
Zinc.
And so, I mean, I think that they are. It's just, again, they're looking at also the strongest of strongest in vaccine, but also to treat people who have got this. When you hear from Chris Cuomo about what he started going through last night, and he is still not hospitalized, but he had a fever to the point where he was hallucinating. And so, I mean, and he's been going through this and kind of being very open about it, and thought he was right on the edge of calling in and going into the hospital. And his fever is all day 102 degrees.
Yeah.
I mean, that actually does a lot to your mind.
No, it does.
Mentally, and
I've been texting with Chris, can I encourage people? Everybody probably knows somebody that has this virus at this point, or it's in your community. Take a moment and let's just pray for the country and pray for those that have been inflicted with this. I'm going to do that. We normally don't do that often on the broadcast. We have before. I just think this is one of those moments. Because you mentioned Chris. I mean, there's somebody I know. I know the president has a very good friend of his who's in very, very bad shape. I'm sure everybody that's listening knows of something or someone in their family, a couple removed, and the numbers are just going to go higher. So I'm going to stop and just pray for a moment. Father, we come before you as your people humbly and ask for divine protection for our country, for the world. This isn't a political issue. This isn't partisanship. This is humanity. And Father, we ask for a miracle that this virus would stop, that the scientists would come up with the treatment, therapeutic treatments and the vaccine, and that you would give peace and comfort to those inflicted and to those to be inflicted with this horrific virus. Father, we each know people that have had this or had it or are about to experience it. And we ask for a grace for those that get through it and for their families. And for those that have lost loved ones already, we humbly come before you and ask you to give them peace. In Jesus' name, amen. I just think, folks, look, this is serious stuff. And I saw on MSNBC, I think it was yesterday, that the host of the broadcast, and this is where this is not politics. This is not, this isn't partisanship. And we've been talking about political issues, but when I'm talking about the virus itself. And this host on one of the afternoon shows had on as a guest T.D. Jakes. And in the last minute of the broadcast, he asked Pastor Jakes, he said, "Would you pray for the country?" And that was MSNBC. So you know what? At the end of this, we are all God's creature. Republican, Democrat, Independent, Green Party, whatever. Whatever your politics are, whatever your orientation, doesn't matter today. What matters is this. We could humbly seek God for protection. Why would we not in a particular time like this? And I would encourage everybody, I know you can't gather generally in your places of worship, although the pastors are being very creative on this, I have to say, with the internet, with social media and other options. But we got to take this, you know, take this before the throne of grace, which we just did.
You know, by the way, I was going to answer to one of the questions, too, that someone wrote in on Facebook. You know, we are talking, in a sense, we have a group that's come together through Facebook and through the radio broadcast. If you participate in that prayer, you participated in it with a million-plus people right then. But we had someone write in on Facebook that in Texas, they did there are no toll charges right now. The governor. So I think it's state by state, you're going to see these moves, waivers of tolls. And again, that's all because they understand that the need is for the people using the roads the most right now are those who are delivering the essential goods that are keeping us all going. Let's go back to the phones. We'll answer some of these questions. Stacy in New Mexico on line 5. Stacy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate what you're all doing there. My question is concerning the stimulus. And young adults that are going to college but are still considered dependents. We have 3 kids that are going to college. And
are they over 18?
Yes.
Yeah. I think the consensus, I'll go to Than on this too and Jordan, but I think the consensus was if they work, they may get something.
Right. If they had jobs, they could. So if they filed a tax return and they could have qualified for it. If they're over, I think it's 16 or 17, Than, then you will not get the dependent credit, which is $500.
Yeah, that's right. It's over 16, Jordan. It's because that's the IRS definition of a child available for the child tax credit. That's where the definition came from. Now, if that child is attending college, has enough income to file their own taxes, or even Jordan, even if it's not enough to owe taxes, but they file their own taxes, then they could get their own stimulus check.
So that's a way to do it, is to file your file taxes if they have a way of doing that. So I think that's a way, Stacey, if they had any kind of job at all. Even if they're not paying taxes, if they had any kind of income, you're supposed to report it to the federal government. You know, that is the law. Any income from any source derived, you're supposed to report to the federal government. So if they do that, even though they would likely not meet a tax threshold of paying tax, they then would be actually eligible for the entire check,
the larger check. Here's an interesting number. So the U.S. weekly jobless claim just hit 6.6 million, which is a lot. Yeah. But they were expecting 9 million.
Yeah.
And the stock market's actually up 400 points. I think it'd be good if we could get maybe Professor Hutchinson on tomorrow for a segment to talk about how that's all playing into this, because there's a lot going on. All right.
All right, folks, we've got a lot to talk about. We'll get to more of this politics rearing its ugly head into the coronavirus. And guess whose head it is? Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi. Surprise, surprise. You know, what did the president know and when did he know it? That's Nancy Pelosi. Adam Schiff wants to lead a select committee to what, again, investigate the president. I mean, Adam Schiff, he just cannot stop, right? Instead of trying to help his constituents out in California, wants to just go after President Trump. And let me tell you this, though, President Trump won't be distracted by Adam Schiff. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
All right, so we've got Adam Schiff now, who is calling for a special committee, and Nancy Pelosi confirmed that this morning in breaking news, a new select committee to oversee the coronavirus response. Adam Schiff, probably not the right guy to be doing it, considering a few days ago he tweeted that whether it's military aid or ventilators, a foreign ally or an American governor, I've said it before and I'll say it again, you cannot count on Donald Trump to do what's right for this country. You can count on him to do what's right for Donald Trump. That is an outlier position from leaders across the country right now. I don't hear that from Andrew Cuomo. I don't hear that from Democrat governors for the most part.
Governor Murphy? No.
No. They are saying that the federal government is doing everything they
can.
Let me
tell you
what
it is.
Guess who's directing the federal government? Adam Schiff. Donald Trump. So if they had such concern, you would know about it as a member of Congress. The Democrat governors would be talking about it, and they're not.
Let me tell you something. There's one person that knows what this is better than anybody.
Oh, yeah. This is a tip to take him down.
And this is... And that person would be me, who has represented the president through the Bob Mueller nonsense, the Russia collusion / obstruction / nothing, through the Ukrainian phone call that's going to be the end of the Constitutional Republic, which ends up in an impeachment, which ends up with not one Republican voting for impeachment in the House. And a complete acquittal in the United States Senate with a half of a vote of one Republican on one count in the Senate. So let's be clear what this is. To announce it before we have even gotten into the meat of this, the apex of this disease, this virus, tells you what it is. And then, let's just face it. Everything they've tried to do to take down the president of the United States has failed. So of course, they're going to try this again.
Yeah, I mean, I had hoped they wouldn't, Jay, but now, I mean, there's no other explanation for it. And look, it does not come without a cost. I mean, I want to really stress this. I've done this type of casework inside these congressional offices, and by Congressman Schiff and Speaker Pelosi choosing to dedicate their time to political attacks, they are not spending it on the types of calls that we are receiving on this broadcast. Calls where they're going to call their office and say, I'm someone who is on Social Security, gets a check. What do I need to do to get this stimulus check? Jay and Jordan, if Congressman Schiff and Speaker Pelosi were spending their time instead of attacking the president politically and instead helping their constituents with these questions, guess what would happen? They would play the role that they were intended to play to make sure their constituents got the help as fast as possible. So this is not a political attack without a cost. And the people who are paying that cost are the people that Adam Schiff and Speaker Pelosi are supposed to be representing. They're the ones that either voted for them or didn't, but they reside in their districts, and they're the ones paying the price.
So if you want to do an after-action analysis when this is all over and figure out where there were hiccups and logistics and all that, fine. But to do this before we even reach the apex of it, as a political threat, which is what it is, and I'm going to underscore what Than said, and that is, you know what would have been better? If they would have taken, maybe Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi could take an hour out of their day to do what we're doing, go on social media or radio broadcasts. I'm sure they'd be given airtime and answer questions for people because people have questions.
About the legislation they passed.
But no, they would rather focus on, they don't want to focus on infrastructure. They hate the idea that this president's about to put together an infrastructure bill where the actual shovel-ready jobs will be ready.
Yeah.
They hate it.
Yep.
They wanted it when it was Obama. He did it, got the money, ends up giving the money to something else. There was never a shovel-ready job. He jokingly said, well, I guess those shovel-ready jobs weren't so shovel-ready. We'll find that clip in the next couple of days. I'm sure we'll be using it.
Well, he gave it away to those new, those green companies that ended up going bankrupt.
What was it?
It was all talking about scams, Solyndra, and money going to... I mean, it's just, again, it's the pot calling the kettle black when it comes to Democrats and all these moves. They are the corrupt. They are... In a sense, it's evil. I mean, at a time when you are trying to come together as a country that was pretty divided, let's be honest, to combat a virus which doesn't care what side of the aisle you're on or if you're on the side of an aisle or not, and yet they try to insert this back in, it's evil. And we're going to combat it. We're going to call it what it is. Adam Schiff has been evil throughout this whole process. Just look at him. All you have to do is look at the guy. We'll talk about it more.
It's a critical time for our nation and our world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important. And during this time of uncertainty, there's no better way to support the ACLJ than through online giving. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo.
We truly appreciate your financial support. Without it, it would be impossible to do our work here and around the globe. And the best way to support our work is to make your financial gifts online at ACLJ.org.
Online giving, simple and secure. And by making an online gift, your support goes to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to defend human life, to stand up for our good friend Israel, to work to uncover the corrupt deep state in Washington, and so much more. Make a difference today. Support the work of the ACLJ online at ACLJ.org. Every dollar makes a difference. Give today online at ACLJ.org. For 30 years, the American Center for Law and Justice has been dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of you, we've seen great success in the courts and Congress concerning the issues that matter most to you and your families. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo.
Our decades-long commitment to the Constitution and the rule of law is at the center of everything we do. The bottom line, our work could not take place without your generous support.
Now more than ever, during this time of uncertainty, the ACLJ needs your support. Consider making a gift online at ACLJ.org. Donating online is safe and secure, and an online gift at ACLJ.org can be put to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to continue the battle against abortion giant Planned Parenthood, to protect Christians facing persecution, and so much more. Every dollar makes a difference. Stand with the ACLJ today. Support our work online at ACLJ.org.
To the phones, we're going to go in order of how long people have been holding on. Let's go to Kevin in Indianapolis on line three. Kevin, welcome to Jay Sekulo Live. You're on the air.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes, thank you all so much for what you do.
Sure.
My question is, I work for a big trucking corporation,
yes,
and I know there's HIPAA laws.
Yes.
But we just had a person that was infected with the COVID.
Yep.
And they won't tell us, and they say... because it's HIPAA. But yet, you know, I feel like our rights are being violated.
Well, the hospital...
I don't know if I've come, you know... Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, so the hospitals are usually... will not give individual information out. But usually an employer, they try to keep it... They may not give the person's name, but they can say this was the route this person took, because they always are trying to find... And one of the keys on this is trying to find who the contact points are. Where you actually contacted people.
So you think they'd actually be telling you more information?
Yeah, I'm really surprised on that, Kevin. And I'd go back and say, look, I'm not asking for the individual's name, but I'd like to know where it was in the office or where it was in the route or where it was logistically to make sure I haven't come in contact with them.
That's right. I mean, that would be the right thing for the company to be doing as well, because you would need to know. You don't have to necessarily know the person's name. You need to know, is it someone you potentially came into contact with, and who else then came into contact,
yep,
with them. So back to the phones we go. Let's go to Lee in Oregon on line one. Lee, welcome to Jay Sekulo Live.
Hi, Lee.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks again, guys.
Sure.
Hey, I've only got one question, and I don't know. You know, the thing with this Schiff and Pelosi, this, yep, investigation, whatever the hell they want to start up, I'm curious, are they going to take money? You think you want to steal money again from Social Security to pay for it?
You know what? With their investigations?
Taxpayer dollars.
Oh, they'll take tax. I don't know if it's going to come from Social Security, Lee, but where's it going to come from?
It'll cost
Guess what?
How many millions do you think it'll cost? 40, 50?
Oh, at least $40 or $50 million, which will go add to the $40 or $50 million that they spent with Bob Mueller's nonsense. Remember, I held up the report and said this for the one page of paper that said no Russia collusion. This cost $40 million to get that. So, I don't think any of that changes. But yeah, you have the right to be concerned about it. And again, if they want to have a bipartisan commission look at all this after it's done, that's one thing. But this isn't what this is. This is a political thing. We've got an opposing view, and I want to take it.
Yeah, Patrice in Maryland, online four. Patrice, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Patrice. Welcome to the broadcast, and you're on the air.
Thank you for having me. Sure. And I think Pelosi and Schiff are within their right to have this committee now. Trump needs to be held accountable for all the people that are dying. He knew this was coming. He keeps getting on TV with these shows, calling them task force updates, but they're not. People are dying.
Patrice, let me ask a couple of questions. Have you watched the daily briefings?
As much as I can take of them with his lies.
I'm a nurse.
I work in the medical profession.
I appreciate that. I'm just asking a question, Patrice. Just hold on. Calm down. I just want to ask you a question. Because if you disagree with what the president's doing, do you disagree with Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci?
I think that they are doing their job as well as they can because they are being intimidated by the bully president.
President who's put in place two hospital ships to New York, one to California, one to New York, who's put together you have to say you're in the medical business, which I appreciate, the medical field. I think this is the problem. It's not a question of whether they have the right to form a bipartisan committee to look at something. It's the timing of it. And you know what? All this would have, should have, could have. Remember this, Patrice, and I know this from personal experience. I do appreciate you calling. I know this from personal experience. Making this partisan is not going to save one life today. So you could start screaming, which you did. I'd rather have a conversation. We had on the broadcast yesterday the head of the FEMA for Florida, the head of the emergency management, who's a Democrat. And Patrice, did you get a chance to listen yesterday?
You keep ignoring the facts.
Okay, Patrice has got Trump derangement syndrome, but we're not going to have screamers on our air. I don't care, Dad, if you'd like to scream with it, but she's a nutcase. I don't believe her. I think she's lying about being a job and la, 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 maybe not. The thing is, if you hate Donald Trump to that extent, you're a bad American at this point. Because you should be praying and hoping that your president is doing the right thing and that is putting together the right team. That's the truth.
Can I ask this question of these people? Because I understand. Look, I've lived in this world for a long time.
Yeah.
Are there people hoping this fails? That what the president's doing? I want to lay out a very serious point. I want to look right in the camera and do this. Are there people out there right now hoping that the initiatives that this president, that you may disagree with on everything, you're not hoping he fails, are you? You're not hoping that the plans they put in place today, let's not talk about 3 months ago. 3 months ago, I was on the floor, two and a half months ago, I was on the floor of the United States Senate dealing with Democratic nonsense. So let's put all of that aside. But are some of you out there listening to this broadcast, watching on our media platforms, hoping that this president fails? I asked Patrice, did you listen to it? Not really.
No.
They said, well, I tried to, but I can take as much as I can take.
Doesn't make sense because they're very...
So then I asked this question, seriously, because the answer is yes. There are people that hope that this fails and what? More people die? I hope nobody does think that. I hope no one in the United States or anywhere else in the world hopes these mediation methods fail.
I do too, Jay, but you know what? The honest truth is the answer is yes. And I would just say to Patrice and anyone else listening, there's a question you need to be asking instead, and it is, what can I do to save lives? Because we are in the middle of this right now, and the actions that each one of us take are going to have an impact on whether or not lives are saved. Now, look, Speaker Pelosi and Chairman Schiff, Jay, they have a disproportionate responsibility in this to take actions that will save lives instead of score political points. But look, I should be asking this question as well. Patrice should be asking this question as well. What actions can I take instead of trying to score political points? What actions can Patrice take to save lives? It's the question that, the president is asking. It's the question that the doctors are asking. It should be the question that the politicians are asking. And respectfully, it should be the question that Patrice is asking as well.
This is who I blame for this virus taking its hold the way it has in the country. Democrats, specifically Adam Schiff and this whole, and Nancy Pelosi okayed it. They knew at the same time this was happening. They were being briefed on it, on COVID-19. They moved forward with impeachment articles they knew would not lead. There was no way possible, if you even got all the witnesses they wanted, it would never lead to 67 U.S. senators voting to remove the president. But they distracted the entire Senate. And then, when the president shut down travel to China, they called him xenophobic and a racist. And then, when he shut down travel to Europe, they called it, Nancy Pelosi said it was overreacting. So thank God Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff aren't running the response to COVID-19.
That's 100% correct. Let's try to grab another call.
All right, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Steve in Ohio. Steve, you're absolutely right. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, you know what? You just took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to tell you, I was going to say that I remember, I think it was January 31st or around that time, that President Trump wanted to issue the travel ban. And then I just saw yesterday one of the online things I look at actually showed the tweet that Pelosi put, calling him, saying that he was overreacting, and that we have to get an act of Congress to prevent him from doing these travel bans. I mean, as early as January 31st, he wanted to put on the travel bans. And now it's all, you know, it's all on him now. Oh, he didn't do enough and all this stuff. I wish they would publicize this so people could see how backwards this thing
well,
is.
Well, I'm going to take it a step further. You know, I'm handling these cases for the president, the Supreme Court. I'm supposed to argue on Monday. And one of the cases is a local DA in New York issues a subpoena to the president of the United States for personal records. A local county DA to the president of the United States. So what the DA wants me to do is to get on the phone and call the scheduler for the president and say, hey, I know the president's really busy handling a pandemic right now, but could I get an hour and a half of his time this afternoon so I can go over a local county district attorney's subpoena to the president of the United States? Well, the founders were really smart in saying, no, federalism, that's not the way it works. But this is what's going on. So now they're just upped it with this, you know, review situation or this oversight committee. But they couldn't wait till it was over. You can't even let us get through this. Besides bringing up the political nonsense, let the country get through this. But I hate to say this. There are people that are hoping that this doesn't work.
Absolutely. And they wouldn't have put in the measures. They wouldn't have put in the travel bans that the doctors have said. Fauci and Birx have said where they're main purpose of why we've been able to mitigate at all, start the mitigation process. We come back, we're going to be joined by another state official. We're trying to do this throughout the week, joined by another state official tomorrow from Ohio, today from West Virginia. West Virginia has one of the lower numbers, but also has done not as much of the testing. J.B. McCuskey, the state auditor of West Virginia, will be joining us because we want to give you kind of a view. You know, we're broadcasting around the country. What this is like around the country for different states, state governments. We hear about the federal response a lot every day. I think we need to hear more about, you know, not just what New York is doing, but other states are doing as well. So we'll talk to him when we get back, and your phone calls 1-800-684-3110.
For 30 years, the American Center for Law and Justice has been dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of you, we've seen great success in the courts and Congress concerning the issues that matter most to you and your families. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
Our decades-long commitment to the Constitution and the rule of law is at the center of everything we do. The bottom line, our work could not take place without your generous support.
Now more than ever, during this time of uncertainty, the ACLJ needs your support. Consider making a gift online at aclj.org. Donating online is safe and secure, and an online gift at aclj.org can be put to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to continue the battle against abortion giant Planned Parenthood, to protect Christians facing persecution, and so much more. Every dollar makes a difference. Stand with the ACLJ today. Support our work online at aclj.org. It's a critical time for our nation and our world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important. And during this time of uncertainty, there's no better way to support the ACLJ than through online giving. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo.
We truly appreciate your financial support. Without it, it would be impossible to do our work here and around the globe. And the best way to support our work is to make your financial gifts online at aclj.org.
Online giving, simple and secure. And by making an online gift, your support goes to work immediately, enabling the ACLJ to defend human life, to stand up for our good friend Israel, to work to uncover the corrupt deep state in Washington, and so much more. Make a difference today. Support the work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. Every dollar makes a difference. Give today online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulo Live. If you're on the phone lines, we will get to your calls. We may even extend the broadcast longer so that we can take your phone calls. So hang on the line. We've got a very special guest joining us right now. He's joined the broadcast before. J.B. McCuskey. He is the state auditor of West Virginia. He is a statewide elected official. I was formerly in the state House of Delegates in West Virginia. And we have been trying through this week. Yesterday it was a Florida a state official. Today, West Virginia. These are friends of ours, and some of them have worked for the ACLJ before. In fact, JB has, and before he started out his career and then in West Virginia. But I wanted to bring on JB today to talk about what it's been like. We're on radio in West Virginia, and just so you are listening around the country, there's so much focus on California, New York, Florida. But what's happening around the country? JB, thanks for joining us. Thanks for taking time out of your day to be on the air with us.
Hey, thanks for having us. I really appreciate it.
JB, first, West Virginia has been one of the states that was got the testing later, so the numbers are still pretty low. I was looking at the CDC website. It's under 100, I think, right now. Maybe that's changed, but right now it looks like it was under, I think, for the entire state. Oh, it's at 162 for the entire state of people that have been diagnosed. But they have said that, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but is that because of testing that's just kind of starting right now?
I think it's a combination of things. First, our state government reacted very quickly to this. We started social distancing, I think, pretty early, and the citizens of West Virginia have been very reactive and supportive of this because we have what is a combination of a unique set of, I think, advantages and a unique set of extreme challenges. So we are naturally socially distanced here, maybe more than anywhere else. And I do think that when this is over, we're going to see a giant out-migration from urban areas to places like West Virginia, where you can avoid people pretty easily. And so we have that general advantage that we are distanced further from people in general. But the other problem we have is that we are older and sicker than most other states. Maybe we might be the oldest state. It's very close. So if we were to have a giant spike, if this were to get really bad here, it would be catastrophic. So we should be commended, in my opinion, for our quick action because we had a chance to probably take less action and avoid it. But people are very concerned for their elderly friends and neighbors and are doing a wonderful job of staying home and washing their hands.
JB, this is Jay. First of all, I want to tell you how proud we are of you as an ACLJ alumni holding a statewide office in West Virginia. You make us very proud, and I'm glad you're involved in this relief effort. You mentioned about the elderly, and you do have an older population, the similar situation to Florida, where the population is generally older. So that gives you a kind of a unique challenge. How do you feel that state government is equipped? How about the medical hospitals in the communities, especially in the rural areas where this could be, you know, again, I mean, I don't think this is going to be an indiscriminate virus, obviously. How do things look in the medical community?
So, we're again, West Virginia is uniquely troublesome here. So we have two small rural hospitals that have just recently closed. And our state officials with Senator Capito and Senator Manchin really leading the way have been working to try to get them reopened, to try to find buyers for them, because this is the end. This is the last time on earth when we need less beds, right?
Right.
And so the thing that is really concerning to me is that as we end elective procedures, that's where hospitals, especially in the new world of healthcare, make money. And so we're starting to see layoffs of healthcare workers who aren't specifically designed to work in either respiratory or emergency situations, because the hospitals aren't bringing in the income from the hip replacements and knee replacements and the elective things that are not part of this scenario. So I think that's going to be a big problem going forward.
You know, I just want one more statement here, because something JB said is really important. I'm going to go to Than really quickly on this. And that is, he said, Senator Capito, Senator Manchin, working together, which is what you need, especially in a time of crisis, to get something done. We're not seeing a lot of that, Than, but at least JB's giving us a little hope.
It's their job, Jay. I mean, look, that's a Republican and a Democrat doing their job to connect the federal government to their constituents in a time of need. And I would just respectfully, again, suggest that every senator, every member of Congress should be focused almost exclusively on that, Jay. Until they're drafting phase four, this is their only job.
So, JB, to give people some insight into West Virginia, a lot of people probably visit. It's a beautiful state. And you know, you talk about the mountains there. You talk about the idea that the isolation from, there's not a lot of major cities, but with schools closing down, I'm sure.
But that does give them unique challenges, too.
Unique challenges because of the demographics of the state, the rural hospitals that you mentioned, or the lack of them. So what is the concern that, you know, if this were to start, because as we've seen in other states, West Virginia is probably one of those, it will be later than these other peaks, whenever it does peak. And maybe it'll be a lower peak than West Virginia. We pray it is. But if it does peak, can West Virginia be prepared in time?
Yeah, I think we are prepared. And I think that's because we started early. And I believe that from the most recent data we have is our peak is May 1st is the day. And so they moved our election. Our election has been moved 6 weeks. That happened yesterday. The governor and our secretary of state decided that that was the safest thing to do. So our election has been moved back into June. And I believe they're talking about closing school for the rest of the year today. Are we prepared? I don't think anybody's really prepared. What is it? Mike Tyson always said, everyone's got a plan till you get punched in the mouth.
Yeah.
And this is the perfect scenario for that, right? Like, everybody thinks they have a plan for these things, but what you really got to do is pull your shoulders back, make quick decisions, be decisive and live with them, and then move on to the next day. And I think we have a really unique set of people here that are willing to be leaders, to take decisive action, and to fix problems as they happen.
Well, JB, we appreciate you joining us on the broadcast today. I think that, you know, very interesting that what we're learning from talking to these state officials is interesting, because we're learning, like as JB said, May 1st, you've got the change is where the peak in West Virginia. That's a lot different than New York, or, you know, what we've talked about kind of nationally. We've also, JB, letting us know that elections being moved in West Virginia. JB, just as a final message, as you're talking to folks around the country, but to folks in your state as well, what is your message to the folks who are listening in from West Virginia right now?
Let me give you two things. The first thing that I would say is that what we are doing is working. And we are presented, and Dr. Fauci said this the other day, I thought it was phenomenal. What we have is an energy from a virus that is trying to change our world, but it's being met with an energy from our society that's trying to fight back. And so our energy needs to be larger and stronger than the other energy. That's the way everything in this world works. So we need to be tougher and stronger and have better will than the virus has. And I think that America has proven time and again that that's who we are. And we've never failed before. This isn't going to be the first time we fail. We are months away from being at the end of this thing. And when we get out of it, West America's going to come back. We always do. That is the history of our country. We need to lean on our shared past and understand that overcoming obstacles is who we are as a nation. And that's what we're going to do here. And much less importantly, from the auditor's office standpoint, the one thing we're finding is that everyone's looking for masks and gloves, right?
Yep.
And so we are tasked as financial officers of the states to try to buy these things. There is an enormous amount of black market fraud happening.
We're hearing that. We heard that yesterday, JB. We heard that yesterday, JB, from a Florida official, same job, who also went to school with us at GW. And again, he was talking about the fraud. So it is real. Again, I want you to confirm that for people. We got 30 seconds here, but this fraud that you're dealing with on the black market for these goods.
Yeah, and so our office had to ramp up all of our fraud simply because our fraud monitoring, because we're buying things in a risky environment that are needed in a close time frame.
All right. JB, we appreciate it. State auditor for West Virginia, alumni of the ACLJ, been a friend of ours for a long time, friend of Jordan's. Thanks, JB. All right, Facebook friends, stay on. We're going to do another segment with you.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.